Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from Studio B. I have some special guests from Sauce Labs. So tell me a little bit, by the way, why don't you introduce yourselves, tell us what you do, and then let's get into a little bit about what it is that your company does. So sure. Let's start over here.
My name is Neil Manvar. I'm currently the solutions architect for Sauce Labs. Mm-hmm. And what that means is I make sure our customers are leveraging test automation in the best way to deliver quality code frequently, mm-hmm. and I also evangelize test automation.
Fantastic.
And I'm Jack Moxon. I'm a product manager at Sauce, and I focus on our ecosystems and integrations team.
So testing, I mean, is such a broad topic. So when we're talking about testing, what kind of testing we're talking about? Are we talking about the unit testing? When we're talking about the actual down in the dirt sort of code? Are we talking about integration testing where we're going up the stack? Are we talking about UI testing or functional testing? When we're talking about testing, what kind of testing are you referring to, or are you referring to everything?
Yeah, so we're primarily focused on functional testing through Selenium and Appium. So as many people probably know, Selenium is kind of the dominant tool for automated web testing. Now Appium, maybe people know, it's kind of emerged in the last year or two as the dominant tool for mobile testing, and we kind of support both. So we kind of live in that world.
So when we're talking about functional testing, let's bring it down sort of to ground level. What does that mean? Does it mean like clicking on buttons? Does it mean making sure that the services are working? What does that mean for you guys?
It means interacting with the application, the web application or mobile application, just as the user would, mm-hmm. so that you can know it's working and it's functioning end to end. So you mentioned unit testing and integration testing. Here we're exercising all parts of the tech stack, just as the user would. So the front end, the back end, middle tier, any other components as well. So we want to make sure that what we push or whatever code is being pushed will work for the user. So that's the goal here of this type of
thing. I see. So are we talking about, because traditionally, back into my day, I mean, I'm not that old, right? That kind of testing was we had someone like Jim go in there and click all the buttons and make sure it did the right thing. Are you talking about automatically doing that?
Exactly, yeah. So in the old days, there was a waterfall, and you could do that, and that was appropriate. But now as speed becomes a competitive advantage for a lot of software development organizations, it's crucial that we don't have this big slowdown, this big bottleneck in the functional testing space. And that's what Selenium, Appium, and automation allows you to do.
I see.
And so that's kind of emerged over the last, Selenium's been around about 10 years, I'd say. So that's been around, but there's even some bottlenecks around Selenium, and that's what Sauce Labs tries to solve for people. So as you're trying to get to continuous delivery, and the real dream for people is to be able to commit code, have tests run in a few seconds, ideally, and then be able to deploy that to customers right away.
I see. So go ahead.
That's what we're here to do.
So Selenium, if you build your Selenium tests, Sauce Labs will take those and run them for you in a continuous delivery kind of way or continuous integration kind of way?
Exactly, yeah.
So we're a part of the pipeline. So for example, if you had these Selenium tests, you would point them to Sauce Labs, specify what configurations, or meaning what operating system, browser version, or for mobile, what emulator, simulator, or real device you want to run on, and execute those against Sauce Labs, and the execution, the test run, will actually happen on our infrastructure. Meanwhile, you're sending the commands, the Selenium commands, so you're driving the browser that's on our infrastructure, or the emulator, simulator app.
And what's awesome about that is that by being a cloud service, we can spin up hundreds or thousands of tests in parallel. So Selenium is a notoriously kind of a slow process for people.
Right.
But with Sauce Labs, you can run hundreds of, we have customers running thousands of tests in parallel. And so that makes it very fast. So customers come to us sometimes with builds that take, I don't know, 24 hours or like, that's actually not so bad. Sometimes it takes like 3 days for people to get through. We have a case study that talks about that. They come to Sauce and it gets down to like 30 minutes, or ideally some people drive it down to 5 or 10. And the idea is, you know, commit some code, go have a cup of coffee, come back, everything's passing great, I deploy. And like, that's how fast the cycle is. And so there are customers, you know, releasing, you know, 50 times a day, and Sauce enables that. Yep. And then the other thing that's really cool about doing the cloud-based version of this is that we have like over 700 different browser OS combinations, including mobile, right?
Wow.
So you're trying to speed things up, but you're trying to keep quality high at the same time. And so, you know, you got to test. Unfortunately, it's not just IE anymore. It's, you know, Chrome, Firefox, multiple versions of Firefox. Well, then you got Samsung, HTC, all these different, you know, Android platforms, you have iOS. Like, how do you start to continue to ensure that your quality is high? You know, and as most businesses really become software businesses, they need to make sure that that is covered. And so we do the speed thing, we do the quality thing. I would say those are two of our big value props.
So the last time I used Selenium was a while ago. You defined a set of tests, and then you had to run it on just one browser at a time.
Yeah.
You're saying that with SaaS Labs, with that same definition, you can actually test on all the browsers if you like?
Yeah, exactly.
And the way you spin it up is you do it through sort of a cloud sort of based way. That way you're not having to wait for every single browser to run.
Yep, exactly.
Well, you got to have a demo.
Yeah, so let's show you that. So this demo, so you can use SaaS Labs in a number of different ways. Very, very popular common way is to use it with a continuous delivery pipeline. And so Microsoft has a pretty awesome one. So I thought we'd kind of show SaaS Labs working in the context of Microsoft's Visual Studio Team Services.
Awesome.
So I think it used to be called VSO, got switched to VSTS. Before I jump in, so we've got some Selenium tests here on my GitHub. This is just a really simple set of Java tests, but with Selenium you could do it in C#.NET. Really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. This is basically just going to log into like a guinea pig page and, you know, assert a few things. We'll show a video of the test running.
Looks like it's putting in like some emails.
It's entering an email, and I'm actually going to make the test break on purpose, so you can see what would happen. So what kind of things can SaaS catch for you, and then we'll show it working. So I've got a variable here that's wrong email, so I'm going to use that, and then we'll go ahead and commit this. And so this is, imagine I've just added a new feature, I've committed it. I want to go to VSTS and I want to create a build. So with SaaS and VSTS plugin, this is a special custom plugin we built for you guys. I'll show you. I can start a new build. And with this, I can create a test. I can configure my repo that we just looked at. So JS Moxon, and you can see Java JUnit Selenium in here. Pretty straightforward. I can save that. We'll call this channel 9 demo. Okay, and then when I go to my build step, I can add a few build steps. And this is where the SaaS plugin, this design specifically for Visual Studio, comes in. So I can add this and I can add this. And we'll talk about what those do in a second. The first thing it does is manage my credentials. So I've already kind of authenticated with SaaS Labs, but it's as simple as creating an account and authenticating here.
And this is authenticating to your service.
That's right.
Got it. Okay.
Exactly, yeah. And the second thing that we're going to do is run SaaS Connect. And I'll let Neil talk about what SaaS Connect is. This is a pretty cool feature that is crucial, especially for a lot of large enterprises that have things that they don't want to necessarily expose to the cloud in their testing phase.
Yeah. So typically how companies operate is they're working on some new product or some new features, but that has not yet been exposed to the public.
Sure.
So it's behind their firewall or inside their system.
And you don't really want that getting out because, I mean, your competitors might know about it and so on and so forth.
Exactly. And in order to incorporate that use case, we invented a piece of technology called SaaS Connect. And what that does is it creates a TLS tunnel from SaaS to your infrastructure. So you would have this tunnel active, and that would give the SaaS browsers access to any internal systems or servers that it needs. So you can run your test against that app that has not yet been deployed to production or yet publicly available or publicly facing.
And TLS is this sort of the same sort of encryption technology that we trust when we're buying something online as well.
Exactly.
And so it's pretty secure to do that.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yep. It's already kind of de facto standard, and we're using it.
And so the SaaS Connect sort of thing that you have right here is just sort of enabling that by adding that particular step.
Yep. Yeah. So and what's beautiful here is in the VSTS plugin, we're both authenticating that we're kicking off that tunnel for you. So whenever you do a build, we kick off a new tunnel, create that connection, we're going to run the test, and then we're going to shut down that tunnel when the tests are done.
I see. So it's not even an open connection. It's only for this particular integration test.
Exactly.
Only for this build.
Yeah, build.
Yep. So then there's another step here, which is going to be stop that tunnel. So that's at the end of it, we're going to stop the SaaS Connect tunnel. I'm going to add a build step here as well for Maven. And this is what's going to allow us to actually trigger our test, because as I showed you before, we had some Java tests. So let's just give this a second. Let's try that one. Oh, I added a lot there. All right. We don't need this. We don't need this. We don't need this, and we don't need this. Okay, cool. So I've got this, and we're just going to tell it where to find our pom.xml.
And the pom.xml, for those that don't know about Maven, is sort of the configuration for the tests.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep, exactly. Okay, cool. So as we showed, so that was all we did to get set up with Sauce Labs. I'm going to queue this build, and we're going to run on a different branch here, which was called test.
Test, yeah.
Why is this not doing that? I'm not sure. But fortunately, I have another one already pre-configured here, so let's just go ahead and look at that.
So generally, the branch would show up there.
Yeah, yeah. So I may have made a mistake on the repository. So I can queue it so you can see the branches right there. Maybe mm-hmm. I just didn't know. So I'm going to start these tests, and this will show up. And so as we mentioned before, we're going to deliberately fail these tests to show you what would happen. So as it's kicking off, you'll see the Sauce Connect tunnel. Everything is getting started. In a moment, we'll go to the Sauce Labs dashboard. You can see the tunnel is now active. And this is our dashboard. So this is Sauce Labs. You can see these are some old tests that I have written here. And in a second, we'll see that we're going to kick off some tests that we had just put in here in GitHub. And as we're waiting for that, you can see that in the past, I've tested on XP. I've tested on IE8. We have Mac platforms with Safari. You can do all these different things with Sauce, which is pretty neat. We also have the capability to do manual test sessions. So I can spin up something manually. OK, so our tests are started. So you can see right now we're running 19 concurrent VMs. So that means we've got 19 spun up. Again, some customers running, what, Neil, hundreds, thousands of tests?
Well.
Yeah.
In order to get the velocity that they need. You can see that some of the inputs failed like we expected.
Yep.
Let's look at something that failed. And so you'll see here we have some screenshots. So this is the kind of sandbox
awesome.
That we built. So I can click through, and Neil, feel free to jump in if you have any.
And we have all the Selenium commands that correspond to all the screenshots. So here we see Jack navigating through the Selenium commands, and it shows the screenshot at that point in time.
And see, I really like this because one of the problems with, I feel like, when we start farming off testing somewhere else mm-hmm. is when something breaks, you usually get this sort of red X, and you're like, I don't know what's going on. But here you're including screenshots
yep.
of every single step that you're taking during
yep.
the Selenium run and on the browser for each of the sort of platforms that you're looking at.
Yeah, so the goal here is to give you all of the resources you need to, one, debug the issue and also remediate it, fix it. So like you said, sometimes it's just not adequate getting it failed and here's the stack trace.
Sure.
So we're going to give you everything we can.
Especially with functional testing, I feel like you really need to see what's going on in order to know, because you might get the thing that says this div does not exist, right, when you wanted to click on it
yeah.
and with some yep. JavaScript-y type function,
yep.
but then you don't even know what div it is, you don't know why it's not there. It's better to see the actual thing in front of you.
Yeah.
So the other question I had for you is, it looks like you kicked off the build manually. Is there other triggers for this? What I mean by build is I mean the test
yeah.
run. Are there other ways to sort of kick off this test run?
Yeah. So one example was when I was part of the Yahoo Mail team
mm-hmm.
About 6-7 months back, this would automatically be triggered per every pull request. So a developer would submit a pull request which would contain the new feature or the bug fix, the source code for that.
Uh-huh.
The unit test as well as the functional test. And submitting a pull request would alert our CI system that, hey, you have a new pull request or code change request to master. And that would automatically take that, check out that code, and run unit tests against it, then run deploy it to some type of host, and then run these functional tests, these Selenium tests against it. So the automatic trigger is a setting of your CI system.
Got it.
And your CI system is triggering these tests, which are executing on Sauce.
I see. So if you're managing a project and you're taking pull requests, before you even have to look at anything,
yep.
and you can know automatically, is this pull request working?
Exactly.
All the way through all the tests, including functional tests.
Exactly. And the whole point of that is, if I submit a pull request and then have you review it, and then, you know, you merged it and then it fails the test later,
yeah.
then we're both to blame. And, you know, we interrupted everyone, as well as I kind of wasted your time by having you review something that wasn't good to go. And then you're going to have to review it again after I fix it. So the whole point is, you know, I want to know whether my changes are good, and testing in all the different browsers and configurations on Sauce is definitely critical, because that's how I have that confidence whether my code is going to work for all of my users.
Absolutely. And that green checkbox that says there's no conflict is not a good measure of quality.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
Exactly.
So what else you got?
So as we saw it, so it failed. So of course I showed you on this test details page. I can look at the logs. I can watch a video. I can see the screenshots, which we showed
there's
you.
There's a video of running through it.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
There's videos of running. Well, so
why don't we show them that?
Yeah, let's show it in a second. So let's find one that failed. So if you check this video and...
That's impressive.
You can see the video running. So this one looks like there was a gateway error, looks like.
It redirected.
So redirected. So it was pretty fast. So we can show it one more time. But you'll see it's going to type in an email that was not expected into this sandbox, and it should go. You'll also...
Well, I think the cool part as it's running, because the cool part is you're actually not just seeing, because I was pretty impressed with pictures, right? But actually seeing a video of it happening is even better, right? Because I'm all about video and seeing what's going on. And so that's really cool as well.
Yeah, it's definitely one of our most popular features. Okay, so like we said, we expected a few of them to fail. So we can go back into... to Visual Studio Team Services, and I can get this nice little report. So we ran 36 tests, and you saw those ran in about like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
And it's a simple test, but you know, as you have more complex tests, you just add more VMs, and instead of running 20 in parallel, you run 100, and it keeps it really fast. But you can see we ran 36. I can see that 9 of them failed. I can go in here and get some more detailed reports. You can see some of these that failed. And you can see the error message. Well, expected to get a certain email. It didn't get it.
And here's the thing that I think maybe is being missed by this. When you say that 9 failed, you mean 9 different instances of the same test. There weren't 9 tests that failed.
Right.
Right? There might have been like, for example, because these things are being batched, you might have 5 tests that fail on this browser, 6 tests that fail, and this other browser. And so I think what's lost here is it's really simple to just say, oh, I failed 9 tests. No, you failed 1 test on 9 different platforms.
Exactly.
And I think what I'm starting to recognize here is that these tests, the reason why they take so long is not because a single test takes a long time, but because you have to line them up.
Right.
And you have to do, okay, let's do IE. Okay, let's do Firefox. Okay, exactly. Let's do this other version of Firefox. Let's do this other version of Firefox. And then if you line them up like that, these tests are going to take forever.
Yep.
But now you just form them out, and then you can see which tests fail on which browsers.
Exactly. Cool. Exactly. So, so we showed that. So let's say we don't want to, let's say we can identify, okay, it's this email problem. Let's quickly fix it. So just to make it simple, we can just edit it here, and I've got it all set up. That should work, so we can just use this other variable. We can commit it, and we can go ahead and queue another build in a second here. So if I go back to the build page and do the channel 9 demo, I can queue a build, but let me just make sure that the tunnel is stopped, and we can go ahead and queue this next build. And again, in a few seconds, we should see the exact same thing, and everything should pass. And again, now we know we're good to deploy. And that's kind of where Sauce is all about, is why can't I deploy? And so we make it fast to make sure that you're going to get to that stage. And then when there's an issue, you have the videos, you have the screenshots, you have useful kind of logs. And so it's not just about, it just makes it easy to see, like, what is the issue at hand, and can I get it out there? And I think developers love to, you know, when they build a new feature, they want to get it out there and have people use it right away.
Sure.
And we make that possible.
Absolutely. I think the thing I like most about this is, I mean, I'm going to write my Selenium tests and do my sort of, you know, quick testing on whatever browser I prefer. But once I write those tests, I can sort of farm it out and have everything just sort of happen automatically.
Exactly. And one of the other really helpful aspects is that, you know, Microsoft just released Edge not too long ago, and if you're not using Sauce, you don't have a grid of Edge browsers where you can run these tests. So a lot of our customers, as Edge was introduced, they introduced Edge into their testing process. And so we keep up to date, and you don't have to worry about it. As Jack said, you can focus on getting your code out there and moving fast, and you know, we'll handle the test infrastructure.
Awesome. Well, where can folks go to find out more about Sauce Labs and sort of how to get started?
Yeah, so they can go to saucelabs.com. We have a free trial that you can sign up for, super easy. You can also go to the Visual Studio Team Services Marketplace, and you can install the plugin that we just demoed, so people can totally check that out. And then everything's kind of available online, and we'd love to hear from people, so feel free to reach out.
Well, awesome. This is good stuff. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Again, we're learning about Sauce Labs, how to do some really cool functional testing at scale with everything we need, sort of in a little cool package built into VSTS. My name is Seth Juarez. We're at Channel 9. Thanks for watching, and we will see you next time. Take care.
Thanks.
Thank you.